This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the new Wild Pink album, Still Coming Down. Can it live up to the brilliance of the last record, Dulling the Horns? Plus, a new single from legendary Scottish alt-rock band, Teenage Fan Club. Let's start with my favourite track from Wild Pink's last album.
Flying down the curb, on a rainy bike, I don't have to try. You don't believe me when I say I could have had it.
Welcome to episode 252 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to the distortion-drenched world of Wild Pink. That track was called Disintegrate. Let's launch straight into my favourite song from the new record. This track is called Round of Applause at the End of the World.
Thank you.
Nazi. And they laughed it up in Langley, in Ybor City, and New Orleans. And I don't know what my idea of fun is anymore. I don't.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Wild Pink, with a round of applause at the end of the world. Wild Pink is the project of New York-based musician John Ross. He formed the band in 2015, and is now joined by Arden Yonkers, Dan Keegan, and Mike Brenner. They're now six albums deep, and, to my ears, have become a leading loud Americana band, with the most recent two. I've talked about the previous album a few times on this show before. Some of the main things I loved about it was the warm layers of distorted guitar and Ross's writing style, which was both introspective and observational. Gladly, that is all carried over onto this new record. The previous song especially has such a great guitar sound. It actually reminds me a bit of Stay Positive era The Hold Steady, with its poppy riffs, loud quiet sonics, talk-sing vocal style, and of course the mention of Ybor City. Wild Pink are now firmly in the hugely exciting scene of loud modern Americana artists. A leader of that scene, MJ Lenderman, plays guitar across this record, and his bandmate, Wednesday's pedal steel extraordinaire Zandy Kalmus, is here too. It was also produced by Alex Farrar, who has worked with Wednesday, Snail Mail, and Lenderman, among many others who have released great music recently. I particularly like the 13th Floor review of this album, and its comment that Wild Pink sounds like a less calculated war on drugs. Here's two more from the new album, back to back. We start with another pre-release single, Box Store, then move into Like Water.
Right here in that window, and the nicest part is
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Wild Pink with Box Store and Like Water. Next up, Teenage Fan Club. They formed in Glasgow at the end of the 80s, led by Norman Blake and Raymond McGinley. Their 1990 debut, A Catholic Education, and especially its leading track Everything Flows, was an instant classic. By the time they released Bandwagon-esque and 13 in the early 90s, they'd become more of a power pop and jangle rock band, a sound I think they often mastered. I think this is most true on their 1997 and 2000 albums, Songs from Northern Britain and Howdy. The tracks I Don't Want Control of You and I Need Direction have long been favourites of mine. Here's a taste of the latter. Was Teenage Fan Club with the classic power pop track I Need Direction. Although their output has slowed, Teenage Fan Club has still steadily released records into this century. And in October, they'll release their 13th, Do Not Dare to Dream. It was recorded at Black Bay Studio, on the remote northern Scottish island of Great Bunero. The five members of the band resulted in a 2.4% population increase on the island. Here's the first pre-release single. It's not as grungy as the classic fan club tracks, but it's still a super pleasant slice of jangly indie pop. This is Day in the Sun. Teenage Fan Club's new track, Day in the Sun. Let's close off with a section of another Wild Pink song. This one has a bit of a Crazy Horse guitar sound, and really prominent pedal steel, which I love. Seeing us off, this is Plates Keep Spinning.
There's more to do after.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.